program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speech Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic, Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is El-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we're asking everyone to make a dua, a prayer for Sister Musawir Sharif. Her janaza was Thursday. It's Thursday, August the 10th, 1 p.m. at Nia's Masjid, 231 Roosevelt Avenue, North New Jersey. Also, we are asking everyone to make a dua for Sister Linda Jenkins Sadiq, passed away, the wife of Imam Earl Sadiq. May Allah bless her with paradise. Her janaza was today at 11 a.m. at Masjid Nir, Masjid al-Nur. Also, we are asking everyone to make a dua for our beloved brother Yusuf from Paterson, New Jersey. He used to have the corner on Bergen Street where he used to sell his wares. His janaza is Thursday, 8/17/2023, 10 a.m. at Cotton's Funeral Home, 1025 Bergen Street, Newark, New Jersey. We are praying for his family. John Wesley passed away. We are asking everyone to make dua, a prayer, for our brother. He attended Plainfield Masjid. His janaza service was 11 a.m. August the 15th, 2023. At Masjid Plainfield, 321 Grand Avenue, Plainfield. Plainfield police salute at 10:30, service at 11. Although the services have taken place, we don't pray for the body, we pray for the soul of the individual. May Allah have mercy on all the deceased families, or deceased people, persons, and ease their families, have strong faith in Allah during their hours of bereavement. We send our condolences, New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks. God's two hands, world of natural things and revelation. And when that happens, angels, you have to submit to my creation, my man, as I created. As God says, what is wrong with you that you do not submit to the man who I've made with my two hands, meaning his two major controls, the world of natural things, and that is one of God's controls and revelation. So the man that I made with revelation, I made humans with the natural world, They are supported by my natural creation, but I'm also making this particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this Khalifa that I am making with my two controls, metaphorically, my two hands, but it means my two controls. And it means that now, in common language, we say, handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's words carry spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to El-Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us building our community up from the ground. But I know that I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have had those credits that Imam Alfred Muhammad read off to you. I would not be here today. You would not know me if God had not begun making a man, a special man in the United States of America, in the family of the African American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin recognizing our reality and its best condition is the reality given to us by God's words. This reality created God's words, and the word carries spirit. Every word carries spirit or influence. Whatever you say, I can say, Gant, already I've influenced your mind and also your soul. The word Gant, you heard it. Anything we say, I say trash. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences it is a question of where your mind was. The United States blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country, the United States, blessed and cursed with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a special people called the Americans, and cursed because of bad leaders, America the beautiful and America the ugly, all mixed up in together. Now, I am for America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the beautiful. Words make people, means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago, before I was called to Imam, I think I was still called Chief Minister, words make people, and it means language makes people. So the language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters of the streets. And if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then the scripture communicated to you made those people. Those scriptures communicated by those people to their congregation or to each other makes them. And you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer, and you recognize a believer, whether it is Christian, Jew, Buddhist, even Hindus, people of the book that we identify with as Muslim, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslims, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says people of the book, he is also talking about the Sabians also, and they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago, they are still practicing believers on this planet called Sabians. So when you are around them and you have a chance to converse with them and share in the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label, identity. and you are just happy to be with another believer, and you feel good in their company. What does that support it? The belief that I have been focusing for the last 15 minutes, the believer that I am focusing on is that God's word creates a people he wants on this earth. Khalifa, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Khalifa, like shepherd, leads from behind. There are two ways to lead somebody in Scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, or you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that the sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where he's directing the sheep to go before the sheep sees. If he doesn't, he is not the leader. He is not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that's a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that is the position the righteous, wise leaders take. They take the simple position, same position. We know nothing. You know God. We know not. So first, I want to compliment you first, but now I'm going to give you a little more understanding. When we get in heaven, they will say, these resemble what we said before. So these are what you should be saying. You should be trying to see the likeness, see in my teaching, support for what you used to believe or what you experience in your life as a seeker. You should know something. You know a lot. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30 to 33. Allah created man with his spirit, human essence and identity. People, a mass of ordinary persons. The perception of human essence identity is pretty much the same in the history of philosophies, religion, myths, and science. Though the language differs in these categories, but the subject matter as perceived by these different fields of knowledge is perceived in the same way. The term people, American Heritage Dictionary, Entry 5, gives this meaning. The mass of ordinary persons, the populace. Now the same dictionary gives the meaning of populace, and I quote, the general public, the masses. Then it gives a second entry, a population. There has been a change since our American culture abandoned its decency and pastime to refer to a few individuals. It was common to refer to them as persons. They would ask, how many do you have with you? You would say, oh, I have two individuals with myself. Or I have two persons and myself. Now it has changed. I have two people and myself. So person one, an individual of specific character. Two, the spirit has to come into the body of people before they become persons and have human essence. Now again, American Heritage Dictionary definition of person entry two, an individual of specified character. Entry three, the self, or as many of you in the audience know in the Quran and Nas, the self. What did God create? He created the self, didn't he? He did not say people did it. He created the self. How he created it, the language is in the Quran. Now I go to the entry 7 of American Heritage Dictionary definition of person. In Christianity, any of the separate individuality of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is this language far from the man had been conceived but had not been completed as a creation. And the angels, according to our scripture, from Quranic Muslim holy book, the angels were disturbed by the thought that a human being is being created with free will and his own decision to make with his own rational power or reasoning power. That disturbed the angels when God said, I would make such a creature. They said, what is this? It is going to cause bloodshed and corruption. And God said, wait. He is not complete. Wait until I have given to him of my spirit. God says, wait until I have given to him of my own spirit. So if the definition has, as one of the slaves, the Holy Spirit, then according to our scripture, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, has to come into the body of the people before they become persons and have human essence. I mean, Lord have mercy, it is good to sit down at the table of the Lord and break bread. Someone might say, oh, you sound like the church people now, like he is one of them, the church people. We have a lot in common, more than that, original and copies of humans. For the three Abrahamic faith communities, that is for Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, for Jews, Christians, and Muslims, people are necessarily persons or original in the business department area, especially the business office. You have copies and originals. So those copies, they are okay, but many of those copies are human beings that we see in this wasted public of ours. They don't resemble the original handle. The original hardly at all. People are necessarily persons or original in the nature of the man as created by God. Considering what has said so far regarding human essence and identity, many individuals in our population can be classified as people, as the public, but we have to reserve the right to identify them simply as people without human essence. The human essence is lost, identity is lost. So when human essence is lost, identity is lost. So if there are no human essence present, though it may be residing in the quiet recesses of your human soul, but you are not doing anything to bring it up to your conscience. Therefore, you are void of human essence. And such persons tend to be like copycats. They get their lifestyle, living form, or behavior from whatever attracts them in the environment. Styles for or our general public today is too playful and too disrespectful. Sex, the soul has been fixed, dead sexual excitement, and has lost its original social content. The soul has been fed sexual heights and sexual excitement to the extent that sexuality has lost its original soul content. So the general public spirit is to degenerate sexual desires, corrupt it, and bring it down to low, inferior existence. They appear the effort is to present oneself in the most vulgar or in the most indecent picture. The common expression is get down low and nasty. On a more serious note now, we are repeating human history stories of the fall of man. These immoral, indecent, bad times can cause a nuking of the general population. Many in the popular crowd are being eliminated from the human family. Culture has managed to restore man to his originality. So we come to another term now, commercialism. American Heritage Dictionary, I picked this dictionary because our culture and our leadership over our life in this part of the world has been designed to save us once we lose our culture, to save us and put us on the feet again so we can find our way into a decent and healthy culture again. So the meaning order, the managing order for our culture has that responsibility. So they will only let us go so far, and they will start to feed the public sensitivity so that we come back to our originality or back to join human essence. It is good to know that keep listening to me as I continue with my topic. Commercialism, meaning entry to an attitude that emphasizes tangible profit or success. That means something physical, something material you can feel with your hand. It has weight in your hand, physical, visible to you, to your eyes, etc. Commercialize, the same dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary, entry 2A, to exploit or make cheaply for financial gain to satisfy the quality for profit. Pardon me, sacrifice the quality for profit. Day of religion, when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world. I come now to the expression again, the day of religion. So this is the day of religion. We are living in the day of religion and also the day of judgment. It is the same when the day of judgment comes. It is because the day of religion has arrived. So what is the day of religion? The day of religion is when people stop being dominated by one religious thinking in the world, and they start researching and thinking their own holy and sacred scriptures, success, searches, to see if they have lost or gone astray from important things or important meanings in the purity of the language or purity for their religion. John 13:14, wash each other's feet. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. So when that time comes, we are going to have to do what? Jesus demonstrated to his disciples. He said, wash each other's feet. So the military man who serves in the military and are in hearing range of my voice, you know what foot soldier means. He doesn't have the rank of the brass, the guys and those generals, etc. The foot soldier means the one in the lowest rank. So the feet of society are the common people, the less cultural refined, the less educated, the less in wealth or money. But the whole establishment stands upon them like everything in the body stands upon the feet. The establishment stands upon them. And our designers who designed the political idea that formed this great society will call the American people, they put their greatest importance on the feet. They based the whole construction upon the recognition of the 2 feet, the foot and the foot, the right foot and the left foot. I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights, rights that you can't take away from them. Not human beings nor government is authorized to take these rights from them. Amongst these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So here, the author of this ideology that has served the American people until this present time and served us in a great way that we could be a great people and have a great future, an honorable people with a great future and a beautiful life if we would live the best of it. What are they saying? They are saying that this new Jerusalem, this new vision for a better life on earth, bases its value and its survival and longevity on the common person, the common nature of man, on the equality. God created them with certain essence, and he endowed them with certain qualities. He did it. It is inherent. It is inborn. You cannot take it away from him. Everyone is born with you. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC. Email Dr. Maraj speaks. And the proof is they can say a black is inferior, but if the black ever gets the opportunity to prove them wrong, it is going to be established as a lie. They will not be able to hold to that lie any longer. The blacks is going to find a way to prove them a lie. Recently in the history of academia in America, they found that newcomers from Africa, black college students, were excellent, were excelling above whites and above us. The world has changed, thank God, and thank good men and thank good women, thank good life. So we have in common the best of human life, but some of us will not awaken to it. Some of us won't accept behavior that will serve that life coming to fruition, coming to fulfillment, coming into reality, and they will be wasted. As history tells us, they were wasted in the past when they made the decision or accept the decision or disposition. They were wasted in past history, and they will be wasted today. Luke Baum kills the inner human, living only as flesh body. So this is a day of religion and also the day of judgment. People are being eliminated, terminated, as though victims of nuke bomb explosion. The nuke bomb was just recently created. It is the last of the bombs created. I have to elaborate a little bit before going further with this. It was created so that a lot of wealth wouldn't have to be lost while fighting your enemy in war. If you defeat him, you don't want to tear up all the things that he had, if you have to rebuild after you take over his land. So you want the banks to still be standing. You want the account department. The paper computer. And everything not to be damaged. So they invented a nuke bomb. They will kill people, but leave all the material establishments intact, unharmed. So that is what this culture is doing right now. It is operating as a nuke bomb, and it will kill the human life in the flesh body. but leave the flesh body standing apparently unharmed. It leaves the physical intact, not destroyed. The inside void of human essence, hence empty of human essence and open to the body snatchers. So the biggest of the body snatchers is commercialization. It invites you to get into the new dress style and style your way into hell or into another mindset and become another one of the common people who have no human essence, lost souls taken by body snatchers. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. So they are related, and what they looked that was the word before man influences, before man's indulged the world, before his imprint it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it, that was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promises the discorate, its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man, and that is what God showed the angel on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced the man's works and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he says to the sublistus of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now. If you are not already saved by the church, some faith or some religion, most likely you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, he made him Levain. That means that earth, the topsoil that bears good topsoil, that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, and sometimes they say stinky mud or something like that. And you finish, and you fashion him, and you fashion him of mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know the rich farmland as it has a smell because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. He said you made him of levain, or rich topsoil. You fashion him of that, and there is decayed matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take the ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge in the earth to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul. So he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing the God that God takes over because God put back, because God put back, put that in that innocent soul. Allah two hands, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. And that is God's work in that into innocent souls that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creatures maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make sajda for this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation? Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sajda to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their communities. And not always more, I would say, purified, or even having an ethnical interest to establish ethics. No. But they had nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? Yes. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. In her essential nature and function, the woman, wife, mother, is the very womb of society, the womb that the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother, which just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. Many of us don't understand just how important the womb is in the growth process of the mind and society. The woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us as a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life or history of humanity. There is the physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is mostly a moral womb, the womb of your mother, moral. He will start your mind to grow by teaching not to do what is wrong and to do what is right. Later, she will form you again, and you will be born in the womb of reason, thinking. Every child is born as the result of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by those two. But where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent shapes the mother. She has to raise her child properly. She has to influence the best behavior and the best minds into her child. A parent, the Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. The child has been made by Allah to be impressionable and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this from the parent. Character equals chair plus actor. As parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our individual behavior. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you and the moon as he pleases. John 1:1, in the beginning was word. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 138, the baptism of Allah, who baptizes better. A thing may take on several different natures. If you are raised in the jungle, without being as a parent, you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sounds. I'm telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark and make sounds like a wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all other creatures on the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. We come into the world from your mother, womb as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill that empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the kingdom we call the vessel. It says to us that in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. What does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body, when it is delivered from the flesh wound or the body of our mother, is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. So when did man start thinking in the earth? No, history tells us. When did the first thought come into existence? No, history can tell us. So we as an inward person or as a real person ruling in the flesh have no birth record. If you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. You can be born in identical twins and grow up to be more unlike each other than any other brother and sister in the family. It doesn't mean that you are going to be alike because you are physically alike, although many times twins also look alike in their minds and in their spirit. That's because they like each other. And perhaps there was nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other. But if one twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influences that the other one accepts. So the result will be that those people will be far apart persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange or too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination. But it is the truth, and you've been hearing it in the church all your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different materials. He allows some of us to come up like our mothers and some to come up like our fathers. Some to come up being neither like mother or father. Some might come up like uncle or aunt or grandfather. You were mine before this physical creation. The Quran Surah 3, Ayat 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran Surah 95, Ayat 4, we created man in an excellent way. Genesis 11:1, 7:1 language Babel. Don't think of yourself as a physical creation, because you were before the physical creation. So the physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces mineral, plants, and flesh. So the earth produces your flesh so that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed right according to the Holy Quran and Bible, but we went off from that right away of thinking and began thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. Once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens is a new language. Genesis 11, 1 to 7, one language, Babel. The Holy Quran and the Bible says that once the people were one people and their language was one language, what does this mean? It means that once they had truth coming to them, once their society, their community was filled with the language of truth. It was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of graphic creation. So when the word of grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person in that vessel. So Jesus said, that is a man thinketh, so is he. If we could take the time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words, language. So words being messages to the mind. Program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call those words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. So these numbers are seen as words even in the wisdom of the wise of this world. A word is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call these words, but they are what you are doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open, and the baby sees something when the eyes are open, without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The images that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming you in the body. So the book you read, the language of your parents, the talk you heard in the home, the words you heard in the streets, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things that you looked at and didn't think about are all words. All these things have acted as words going into your mind, forming you, and they are forming you for as long as you live on this earth or this world. The process of making or forming human beings never stops. It goes on all the time. If you don't want yourself to be created in ill, we bred ugly or disease form, you have to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises is due to Allah. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah says, creates you in the womb of mother. Mother equals says, he creates you in the womb of your mother. And the woman is put away in 5 wraps. Well, it's wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. You know what we are talking about is community life. And what gives form or structure against the community life? The application of the 5 senses directed, guided, and protected by God. You ain't going to get it up there. You're going to have the victims again if you just keep looking up there. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shake you in womb of mother. The Quran Surah 64 Ayah 3 made surah pictures features. Human pictures identity and the shaping there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother says, and he is the one who made our surah singular. Here, God uses our looks in the singular, not in the plural. And God says, and he made that picture most excellent, the human picture that God created. First, God made humans, and then he made white, black, red, yellow, male, and female. All this you see. So the human picture is the true picture for all the different races. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shape you in the mother's womb. So if the mother is not original, the child will be made artificial. She will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. If you will devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, your intellect, to God with complete submission to God's will, bring the genes of your body containing that orientation in it, and that will be passed to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimensions. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in the womb of your mother. So he gives us these distinct pictures. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. So he says that means here on earth, he gives us these pictures. This distinction distinguishes us one from another. And God says, most humbly, honorably, most honorable of you, he says. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in the womb as he pleases. So we have many pictures called God says we are given our pictures in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother and our pictures while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's the physical picture, right? All of us get our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is formed there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in the mother, and she is a factory that turns out that beautiful child. So if you look in the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is the one God made that we all have. The same. It doesn't look different for any of us. It is all the same for all of us. And that's human being in his excellent condition that God wants us in. The human being in the excellent condition that God wants him in. Picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on these separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problems. fetus is warm, is pure, has spirit. So the Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah created in the womb as he pleases. Hadith, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Psalms 51, 5, original sin conceived in the womb. Behold, I was shaped in the iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Life is pre-mortally in the unborn as spirit and purity. The unborn child pure and had a spirit, and don't think the spirit ain't in the child. The child is in the mother, and the spirit is in the child already, receiving another spirit when it comes out here, breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, when life is conceived in the womb, the life has spirit. The spirit is the first life. The life has spirit and has purity. And a sign of this purity is that when the baby is born, science only could tell us that it has about 6 months immunity to most diseases that will get us. 6 months immunity, 6 months immunity. Keep knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. We want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express to you what I have extracted from Revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. Life is acquiring knowledge. If you are not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. So you are not rationally curious. You're dead. To which the prophet and the messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. What is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that in the cradle seek knowledge. That is not for the baby in the cradle. That is for us. That is to tell us that God has created you from the time that you delivered from your mother with her brain, with her intelligence that seeks knowledge. That's what wants to know. And I was seeing that in newborn infants, once their eyes open up, you can see them looking at you with curiosity. The first sign of life in the mind is curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. So the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that. And in his expression is a reference to a definition of human life given before this time, before the prophets, prayers and the peace be upon them, time in the Holy Scripture, to understand this whole human body is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity and our mental needs. So the mouth for intake, food, whatever, water, thirst, taste, to distinguish and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested, and a preparation, chewing and whatever, chewing, and the acid in the throat, mouth, to help preparing the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for future preparations and digestion. So that is to be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to all parts of the body. Even your head is fed by your blood. Go to any hair specialist. Pardon me. You know, people who treat diseases of the head, and they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. So blood has to come up to the skin for the hair to be healthy. So that's why it's good to stand on your head, brothers. So when you're exercising and you know how to stand on your head, weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. But standing on your head is good for hair growth up there. After you lose it, or don't bother, too late to catch it. Salakallahu Dadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Insha'Allah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.